You are listening to the audio production of Helen Lester by Isabella Pansy Alden, published by One Audiobooks and read by Stephanie Cannon. Chapter 1. A Day of Troubles. The summer morning sun shone brightly into the beautiful room where Helen and Louise Lester were bustling about. But I must say, it didn't find very bright faces. The truth is, for the last hour, it had been doing its very best to arouse them from their morning nap. It had played hide-and-seek among Louise's golden curls and shone full in Helen's face, and the little girls had not minded it in the least. Even the rising bell, which pealed through the hall at 7 o'clock, had only served to make Louise turn sleepily on her pillow and murmur,
"Oh, dear, that abominable bell!"
Helen heard it and tried to decide how many more minutes and seconds she could sleep and yet be ready for breakfast at the proper time. But before she had quite decided, she was again sound asleep. And the next thing that disturbed her was her mother's knock and question. "Ready for breakfast, girls?"
"Yes, ma'am, in a minute," said Louise,
sitting up and rubbing her sleepy eyes.
Nell, wake up this minute. Mama is knocking."
"Let me alone," said Helen impatiently, rolling to the farther side of the bed.
"Oh, well, lie there then if you want to be late."
And Louise bounded up and commenced dressing in the greatest haste. The second peal of the bell roused Helen thoroughly, and she greeted her sister with a startled,
"Oh, my, Louise, why didn't you wake me?"
"Why didn't I wake a snapping turtle?" said Louise, laughing, adding in the same breath,
"Oh, dear me, haven't I two shoes? What has become of the other one? I do wish I could ever find anything. I should think Mama might let Jane help us in the morning. Nell, take your things out of the way so I can find that shoe."
And Louise tossed dresses, aprons, and stockings about in the greatest confusion.
"Can't you snarl them a little more?" said Helen. "I'm sure I never saw such a careless girl in my life."
"Coming, Mama,"
answered Louise to her mother's second call as she passed their door on her way to breakfast.
"Hurry, Helen, hurry. Tuck your hair in a net and come along. Oh, button this sleeve first and tie my apron quick."
A little more flying around, and the two girls ran down the stairs to the dining room.
"The Mrs. Tardy?"
said their father, bowing low as they entered. Louise laughed good-humoredly, and Helen's face flushed. Helen did not like to be ridiculed. Louise chattered like a magpie until the arrival of the morning mail compelled her to keep silence while her father read his letters.
"Ah,"
said Mr. Lester, as he ran his eye hastily over one of them.
"This is news indeed. Cleveland landed yesterday, has been detained by some derangement of the trains, but will be at the station at 2 o'clock this afternoon."
A general exclamation of delight passed around the table.
"I'm glad he has at last remembered that he has a home."
Mrs. Lester wondered whether he would look as he used to, which, considering that he was 21 when he left them and 28 now, didn't seem very probable. His young lady sister, Cornelia, thought it would be very pleasant to have a brother to depend upon. His 14-year-old brother, Fred, looked as if he thought this tall young man was coming home on purpose to snub him. Helen's sober face only grew more sober. Louise clapped her hands in very glee that something was going to happen. Louise liked anything new. While fair-faced, blue-eyed Eddie, who was in his 6th year, that is, he was 5 years and 2 months old, whose bright eyes had never looked upon his wondering brother, asked eagerly,
"What is he like?"
What is he like? Helen could have answered that question very well indeed, though she was but little more than 5 years old when she saw him last. He was like a tall young man, very handsome, everybody said, with eyes like papa's. He dressed very grandly and carried a tiny cane and smoked cigars in the drawing room, which Mama did not like. And he drank a great deal of wine until Papa told him more than once that he was going too far. He was cross to Cornelia until she called him a perfect...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?